Welcome to Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schkopp. As chapter 20 opens, we witness how Yirmiyahu suffered for his obedience to Hashem as he faithfully conveyed God's messages to the commoners and the powerful elites of Yehuda. Vayishma Pashchu ben Imer HaKohen vehu pakid nagid bebet Hashem את ירמיהו ניבא את הדברים האלה. ויקה פשחור את ירמיהו הנביא, ויתן אותו על המהפכת אשר בשער בנימין העליון, אשר בבית השם. When Pashchur, the priest, the son of Immer, and the chief official in the house of Hashem, heard Yirmiyahu prophesying these things, he beat Yirmiyahu, the prophet, and put him in the stocks at the upper gate of Binyamin, which was at the Beit HaMikdash. Rashi suggests that Yirmiyahu was merely imprisoned overnight in a holding pen called HaMehapechet. Radak, however, quotes his father's opinion that Yirmiyahu was put in stocks, as most translations indicate, where his head was locked within a heavy wooden frame to publicly humiliate him. Targum Yonatan suggests Yirmiyahu was placed in a tight and narrow torture cell, in which only one person would fit in an erect position and could not sit or lay. Others note that the name of the instrument, HaMehapechet, indicates that the person was tied to a rack and hung upside down. In any event, Yirmiyahu was set free on the following day and defiantly told the priest that tortured him and humiliated him. Lo pashchur kara Hashem shimcha, ki im magor misaviv. Rashi takes note that the name Pashchur can connote Pashchur, or Ben Chorin, to celebrate great freedom. But it can also connote Pash Sachor, or Pash Shachor, which means multitude are surrounding you, or blackness is all around you, as an omen that murderous minions are intent on killing you. Lest the priest misunderstand, Yirmiyahu stresses that the priest's name will be changed to Magor Misaviv, surrounded by terror, to reflect the fate that awaits him. Accordingly, he warns this man, who deemed himself a holy prognosticator and had just flogged and tortured him, that his prophecies of peace and prosperity for Judea would be proven false, as he would live to see the downfall of his country and his loved ones at the hands of Babylonia. Ki ko amar Hashem, הנני נותנך למגור לך ולכל אוהביך, ונפלו בחרב אויביהם ועיניך רואות. ואת כל יהודה אתן ביד מלך בבל, והגלם בבלה, והקם בחרב. For such says Hashem, I will make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends. With your own eyes you will see them fall by the sword of their enemies. I will give all Yehuda into the hands of the king of Babylonia, who will carry them away to exile and or put them to the sword. Yirmiyahu then adds a vivid description of Hashem's punishment that awaits Pashchur and his associates in verses 5 and 6. Venatati et kol chosen ha'ir hazot, vet kol yegiah, ואת כל יקרה, ואת כל אוצרות מלכי יהודה אתן ביד אויביהם, ובזזום, ולקחום והביאום בבלה. ואתה פשחו, וכל ישבי ביתך תלכו בשבי, ובבל תבוא, ושם תמות, ושם תקבר. אתה וכל אוהביך אשר ניבאת להם בשקר. I will deliver all the wealth of this city into the hands of their enemies, all its products, all its valuables, and all the treasures of the kings of Yehuda. They will take it away as plunder and carry it off to Babylonia. And you, Pashhur, and all who live in your house will go into exile to Babylonia. There you will die and be buried, you and all your friends to whom you have prophesied lies. Though Yirmiyahu remained steadfast in confronting his tormentor, in his heart he agonized over the pain and shame that he endured. So in verses 7 and 8, he gives voice to the silent cries made either during or after the torture. Pititani Hashem ve'epat. Chizaktani v'tuchal. Hayiti leschok kol hayom kulo lo egli. Ki midei adaber ezak chamas vashod ekra. Ki haya dvar Hashem li lecherpa ulekeles kol hayom. You persuaded me, Hashem, and I was persuaded. You overpowered me and prevailed. I'm ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I cry and proclaim violence and destruction. So the word of Hashem has brought me nothing but insult and derision all day long. Yirmiyahu recalls how reluctant he had been to undertake Hashem's mission, suspecting that as God's messenger, rebuking sinners and foretelling severe punishment, would lead to abuse and shunning. Consequently, Yirmiyahu admits that he contemplated withholding God's messages, knowing that they would expose him to defamation and danger, as he describes in verses 9 and 10. Ve'amahoti lo eskerenu ve'lo edaber od bishmo. Ve'haya belibi ke'esh bo'eret atzur be'atzmotai ve'nil eti kalchel ve'lo uchal. Ki shamati dibat rabim magor misaviv. Hagidu ve'nagidenu kol enosh shlomi. שומרי צלעי אולי יפוטה ונוכלה לו, ונקחה נקמתנו ממנו. So I said to myself, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name. But it was like a burning fire in my heart, trapped in my bones. I'm weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. For I hear many slandering terror on every side. Denounce him! Let's denounce him! All my friends are waiting for me to slip, saying, perhaps he can be lured. Then we will prevail over him and take our revenge on him. Abar Benel takes note of the phrase Magol Misaviv as a veiled reference to the Kohen Pashhur, who among many tried first to convince Yirmiyahu to modulate his messages and to be more politically correct. When persuasion would not hold sway, he hoped physical coercion would succeed, but it also failed. Now, Yirmiyahu's enemies hoped that by denouncing the prophet to the king and his court, they might be more effective in getting rid of him. But Yirmiyahu cannot be budged, nor can he escape his tragic destiny. So he embraces his painful role as the bearer of hard truths while begging God for vindication. Vehashem, oti kegibor aritz, al ken rodfai yekashlu velo yuchalu. Boshu meod ki lo hiskilu klimat olam lo teshachreach. Vehashem tzvakot bochen tzadik, roe klayot valev. אראה נקמתך מהם, כי אליך גיליתי את ריבי. But Hashem is beside me like a mighty warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble and never prevail. They will be thoroughly disgraced, failing to understand. An eternal dishonor never to be forgotten. But Hashem of hosts, who examines the righteous and probes the heart and mind. Let me see your vengeance on them, for to you I have revealed my case. Then, when he was freed and unchained, Yirmiyahu called on others in verse 13, including in his call the righteous of Jerusalem to join him in singing. Shiru laHashem, hallelu et Hashem, ki hitzil et nefesh evyon miyad mereim. Sing to Hashem, praise Hashem, for he rescued the soul of the needy from evildoers. Publicly, Yirmiyahu praises God who saves the innocent and helpless from their persecutors. Nonetheless, in verse 14, he records the private agony inexorably linked to his destiny, as Yirmiyahu bitterly curses the day he was born. Chazal tell us that that day was Tish'a Be'av, a day that lives in infamy. Arur hayom asher yuladeti bo, yom asher yiladetani imi, al yehi baruch. Malbim cites a medrash that indicates that Yirmiyahu's father, Chilkiyahu HaKohen, was murdered on the day that his son was conceived. Prior to his execution, along with other tzaddikim and prophets, a messenger comforted the condemned man by informing him that his wife will give birth to a son. Now Yirmiyahu curses that messenger. Arur ha'ish asher biser et avi lemor, yulad lecha ben zachar, sameach samchehu? V'haya ha'ish ahu ke'arim asher hafach Hashem, v'lo nicham, v'shama ze'aka baboker, utrua be'et zohoraim. Cursed is the messenger who told my father, you will have a son. To gladden him? Let him be destroyed like the cities of old that Hashem overthrew without mercy. Let him hear battle cries in the morning and trumpets at noon. Radak wonders if it wasn't sinful to curse the bearer of good news, and posits that Yirmiyahu learned that the messenger was none other than Pashhur, who had publicly humiliated and tortured him. So Yirmiyahu doubles down and references the eradicated cities of Sdom ve'Amora, wishing a similar end on his tormentors, even as he breaks down in anguish and, like Job, curses himself. Asher lo motetani mirechem vatihili imi kivri v'rachma harat olam. Lama ze mirechem yatzati lirot amal ve'yagon. Because he didn't kill me from the womb, such that my mother would have been my grave and her womb my eternity. Oh, why did I come forth out of the womb to see futility and sorrow, such that my days are consumed with shame? Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Racha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.